Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 14th, 2025. Today is Friday in the first week of Lent. This is a reading from Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days, and when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. Here ends the reading. For today's meditation, I've slightly adapted the sermon I preached just last Sunday on this very passage. Of all the places to start a history-making, world-changing ministry, the middle of nowhere would not have been on any politico's list. And yet, this is exactly where Jesus is, in the middle of nowhere, exposed to the elements, without food, water, or shelter, for almost 6 weeks. But Jesus isn't in the middle of nowhere by chance. Luke's gospel tells us he was led there, guided there, by the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit that had descended upon him at his baptism in the Jordan River, signifying the fullness of God's presence with him, now guides him into a place of emptiness and hardship. The story of Jesus testing in the wilderness is told in three of the four gospels. Mark is characteristically thin on the details. Matthew's and Luke's versions have some differences, but the general contours of the story are fairly similar, with the key feature being that Jesus, after 40 days of fasting and prayer, encounters the evil one, Satan, the entity determined to thwart God's purposes. The goal of each of the offers put forward by Satan is not so much about stopping Jesus cold, but about pushing his ministry off course before it even begins. Noted Catholic priest and writer Henry Nouwen summarizes the three temptations this way. Make bread out of stones. This is the temptation to be relevant. Bow down and worship the false authority. This is the temptation to be powerful. Take a bold step into thin air. This is the temptation to be spectacular. Jesus meets all these tests with words from his scriptures, scriptures that would have been familiar to him from his childhood. Those scriptural retorts are summarized this way. Life is more than mere bread. Worship and serve God exclusively. Don't dare God to prove God's own self for one's personal benefit. All these centuries later, what are we to make of this story? The story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness provides a stunning reminder to those of us who claim the identity of Christian, that we must constantly renew our commitment to following the way of Jesus, and we must renew our vigilance in resisting the pull to expediency, power, and spectacle, all of which will lead us away from the paths of righteousness, humility, and peace. The church throughout its history has often strayed off course and wandered away from its mission by succumbing to the very temptations Jesus resisted. The church has consistently mistaken relevance for faithfulness, cozied up to worldly power for the sake of influence, and has far too often chosen spectacle over substance. Perhaps our daily temptation, as individuals and as the 21st century church, is to begin to believe the lie that our daily practices of prayer, worship, study, and service have no real impact on the world, a world which is so full of anxiety, anger, and distress. To yield to such temptation, that what we're doing as followers of Jesus doesn't really make much of a difference, to yield to that temptation is to surrender to a false narrative. I sometimes wonder if our own world weariness is simply another sly strategy on the part of Satan to cause us to forsake our call to be God's people in and for the world. The news we receive from the halls of power is often erratic, unsettling, and emotionally taxing. We can be tempted to believe that a few canned goods given to the local food pantry, or saying a few prayers in the morning, or offering to sit with a dying friend is not enough to right all the wrongs and cure all the ills which are broadcast to our various devices every few seconds. But I believe Lent offers us the opportunity to remember we don't have to do Jesus' work of saving the world. We just have to do our own work in Jesus' name. Remember this. Human beings don't live by bread alone, but the hungry still need bread. People who occupy government buildings aren't gods, so don't ascribe to them power that only God possesses. Keep an eye out for opportunities to serve God and others in ordinary ways. Ministry is rarely spectacular, but it is always a gift to the one who receives and to the one who gives. God grant us the strength to walk once again the pilgrim way of Lent. God grant us the grace to serve others in the name of Jesus. God grant us the courage to resist any narrative which tempts us to believe we are powerless to confront the powers. God grant us your Spirit to guide us into the ways of justice and truth. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose most dear Son went not up to joy, but first he suffered pain, and entered not into glory before he was crucified, mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it none other than the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.